Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here now. Kim, some good and bad news this week. Let's start with the bad news and the update on 2017 production.
Well, the worst news has got to be wheat stocks. You look at U.S. Projected ending stocks, the highest since 1987. Of course, record world ending stocks projected. It'll be the fourth year in a row that we've had those. And then I think it's bad news that we've got moisture in the hard red winter wheat area and in the U.S. winter wheat area and around the world. And you know, rain makes grain. And if we have another record world crop, then we're going to have continued low prices.
Please offer me some good news now. Lift our spirits a little bit.
Well, I think the good news is we're having a really good export demand for hard red winter wheat. You know, our export sales this marketing year over twice of what they were last year. We've got the lowest planted acres year, depending on which way you look at it. If you're looking at Oklahoma, it's back into 1962. If you're looking at Kansas, you're back into 1907. If you're looking at U.S. winter wheat, you're about 1909. But the point is that we've got really low or much lower planted acres. I think that's good news. That's going to restrict some of our production. And the other is that the market needs good milling quality wheat. And so if we can produce some wheat with test weight and protein, there's going to be demand for it. And I think that's going to help our prices.
How's the corn situation?
Corn's just like wheat. We've got record world stocks. We got the highest ending stocks in the United States since 1987. But however, they're talking about 4 million less planted acres. And with the lower planted acres and, you know, say trend yields, you're looking at the corn stocks remaining about the same as they are this year, which means not much change in corn prices.
With all this in mind, what's the market offering then?
Well, if you look at wheat off that KC July contract, it's around 440. The basis in Oklahoma runs from a minus 90 to a minus 70 cents. And let's just use a minus 80. That'll give a forward contract price for harvest delivery about 360. A corn bit off that December contract, it's around 395, $4. Now, the basis for corn, if you go to the Panhandle area, it's a plus 15 cents. If you go in parts of Oklahoma, it's down to a minus 85 cents. In parts of central Oklahoma, it's a minus 15 cents. So let's just use that plus 15, you get 410 in the Panhandle, and a minus 60, you get $3.35 in around Oklahoma. Sorghum, now that's a pretty steady basis throughout the state, around a minus 85, and so that'll give you a forward contract price for sorghum around $3.10. Canola, most areas are around $6.30 right now.
And last but not least, what do you think prices are going to do from here?
Well, if you look at wheat, one analyst is saying that wheat prices will probably go down in the harvest and then increase as we go into the fall and winter time period. That's a possibility. I think we're at low now, and I think prices are going to hang around this area as we get into harvest. If we have a good quality product, I think they'll increase. We can forward contract for what, around 360 now. I think we'll get them up closer to $4 if we have some good wheat to sell.
Okay. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.